Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Atlanta United comes up short, 2-0 to NYCFC, Mike. And we talked about the pitch, but that had nothing to do with this, did it?
No, we played great the first half. And then second half, NYCFC just kind of, you know, brought a little more heat. We couldn't handle it. And again, a strange goal, because if you didn't see it, I mean, I guess in hindsight, it was intentionally hit into the ground to get that hop. It was almost like a Baltimore chop that took, like, it seemed like 10 seconds, right, to get into the net. And unfortunately, nobody got there. Brad didn't get there, nor did anyone try to run in and do a bicycle kick or something to get it out of there. And it was just so strange. And the second goal was just simply they just getting after it on a corner, and they just executed perfectly on a set piece. But that was it. The first goal, you just felt all the air go out of the balloon, and it's a very ignominious way to end a great season, the way they battled back.
Poll questions up at Dukes and Bale 929. It has been all day. Are you disappointed with how Atlanta United's season ended after they bowed out in the first round of the playoffs? And we gave you some choices. Yeah, we needed a deep run. No, we overcame a lot. Maybe Pineda needs time. All right, so let's explore those, Mike. Did we need a deep run with the way things started and losing out a little bit on the fan base? People were not as excited as this season got underway because of the way we were losing.
It's conversations I've had where I sit in my section in 208 with some of the guys that have season tickets. Braves, because I think it's just so disparate as far as the fan base. So I don't think there was more, unless the casual fan drifts in and drifts out. Atlanta United was sexy in 17 and 18, not so sexy later. And the Braves have gotten hot. And I don't know if that's one argument. I don't necessarily buy that. You know, there's, it's just, they weren't winning. It's not as fun. The style, right? You and I always say the style that they've employed for the first couple of years was exciting, and it was a lot of offense. And I think they got some of that back, but there were a lot of empty seats in the stadium. They still have some of the best attendance in the planet, but you're right. There was just something missing. Certainly when they started the season with Hainsey, they get things going with Valentino. I think Pineda has some things he wants to do, but I think he didn't want to overturn the apple cart, Carl, and kind of run with what Valentino had working when he took over.
Yeah,
and maybe he will put more of a stamp on it to start next season.
I do agree with that. We did overcome a lot, which is your second option. A lot of people were writing in things saying, hey, did you see how we started the year based on where we were? And I know we're all searching for positives because you feel like, okay, was the team talented enough to win another MLS Cup, Mike? Were we?
We, off the top of my head, this is the conversation you and I have with Jason all the time on the air and off the air. I can think of six matches that we let slip away. Okay. Six matches, starting with the first coach and to the interim coach, and then where we didn't, and you always say this, we don't finish. We would give up sometimes it would be in a ridiculously incredible Galazzo type goal that Mike Conte would yell, or you just had a lapse where somebody didn't check somebody, and in the last two or three minutes, which is a backbreaker, we had draws or losses. You know, in most cases, it was ties, Carl, that felt like a loss, right? Point I'm getting to is we handle our business of three or four more games. We have the third seed. We could have had New York here at our place as the fourth seed, but it didn't work out that way. And so we go up there, and then you say all week, the stupid field, it's not legit. The reason is because Etihad Airlines, big sponsor, and they're in New York, so they get a special dispensation. MLS wants to sit there and tell you that's a legitimate size pitch. It's not. And the only time it matters, Carl, is when you're on set pieces, when now you've got to kick the ball a shorter distance to get it to your players to make something happen, which is exactly what happened twice. So in event, I think ultimately it did matter because they have an advantage when they can do those Mickey Mouse corner kicks, and they've got it's just an easier way to win the match if you know what you're doing. We didn't defend it, but I know you're going to say, well, we're on the same pitch as those guys, but they use it to their advantage.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you. 404-741-0929. It is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line.
But I mean, it's just, you can hear the frustration in my voice because we went out with a whimper. You know, it just went out like, and that's it.
That's why I said it was disappointing. Here's the other thing. The team will change. Mike alluded to this, you know, talking about potential guys maybe being sold. And, you know, we're talking about like Barco and the development of talent, and if teams come in and want to pay top dollar, you know, you're going to accept that. That's what we've seen happen with this club. But it will change. Here's the thing, though. Will it change so much that you feel like we won't be a contender? I don't feel that way. I think we're always going to be a contender when Darren and Carlos are making these decisions to bring in the talent. I just never felt like the talent meshed enough for me to go, man, we're something. We're a problem. You know, we're going to be an issue in the playoffs. I didn't feel that way. We could have won this match, but I also felt like we could have lost it. And that's kind of where I was throughout the course of the season as I watched Atlanta United. Like, okay, we can win this match. There was never, Mike, that overwhelming confidence like we had in 18 where you just knew we were going to make something happen.
Right. We were dead last or next to last for much of the season. We finished 13-9-12. I can, as I said, three of those draws, you know, you win those, it's a completely different story. I know ifs and buts, but we were in a position, we just didn't close. We've got to be better finishers, right? We got to always be closing. You know, we've got to do a better job of closing opponents out. How is that fixed by Pineda in the offseason? We'll find out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.